replay, and this is the first I had heard that it's not available to referees here tonight. That's a shame and a sham. Every rink should be ready to go when the season begins. It did not have what every other school has at this level to look at video replay for whatever reason it may be. For it not to be in place and ready to go tonight is just, it's wrong. A bouncing puck off the wall towards the Badgers' nets, and McClellan protecting the far post, just gloved it, covered, and a faceoff to come. 14-10 to go in the third. Badgers trail Bemidji 3-2. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Camp off an offensive zone faceoff win was well high off the mark. The Badgers' Fitzgerald nicely picks up the puck and whistles one over the top of the blocker of the goaltender Scholl. Out comes Rode with a little speed. Vorlicki picks him up. Sauce is across and the bouncing pass intended for Flamang. He swung and missed. That was a nifty little pass play by Leighton Rode. And now the Badgers clear. Vorlicki out to center. Took a pretty good hit. Now the Badgers have the puck. Vorlicki again snaps one off, intended for Bantley. He must have gotten a piece of it. No icing. Horbach quickly after it. Drops it back to the left wing and Stramel. Stramel carries behind the net. Stramel playing keep away now. Took a shoulder and lost possession. And Rhodes got it for Bemidji State. He gains the red line and fires it in. Left corner to right. Jones goes to get it. Takes a hit from Cleveland. Wisconsin's Horbach sends it back far side to Stang. Cross ice to Kerr. He'll carry ahead. 3-on-2 rush for the Badgers. Here's Kerr now. Left wing. Horbach stop made by Scholl. Rebound. Kerr got a stick on it. Played it to the corner. Matthias Scholl has 50-plus saves tonight. Here's Stang trying to carry it to the net from below the left goal line. Lost the handle. Kerr can't hold. It's out to center ice. The Badgers have thoroughly dominated Bemidji State tonight, but trail 3-2, 12:40 to go in the third. Out to center, Stang. Wanted to hit Whitelaw with a pass and was well behind him, and now Bemidji out to center. Martin with it. Right wing offside called on Bemidji State. Hey, Badger fans, this hockey season, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at the Kohl Center. One lucky winner will receive 4-game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Culver Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Badgers won't be back to the Kohl Center until the first weekend of November, and I know a lot of things planned at the Kohl Center this season for the 75th season of Wisconsin hockey.
Yeah, six nights, especially during the Big Ten season, will be the main focuses. It'll be focusing on a few of the historical things on Wisconsin and the fans and other things. So getting to depth more. We have a few weeks to talk about that.
Yes, we do. Here's David Cilia on the attack. Tried to pull the puck around Loaf, the backpedaling defenseman, but it popped into the air and rolled a bit. Now out to Dexheimer. Long-range shot knocked down in front. Finley reaching for it. Bounces back to the blue line. Dexheimer holds. Skates to the left. Right by the Beavers bench. Palatichuk one-timer. Block. Came to Finley. Now Cilia thought he might get to the puck, and as he went to pull the trigger, Loaf got to it first and deflected it. Now back to center, and Wisconsin on the attack again. Cilia stick handling and looking. Low right. Lost an edge, fell down, lost the puck in the process. Cilia getting back up on his skates. Finley trying to dig it free. Tassi whips it around. Lotch goes to get it. Left point. Right back to the corner. Tassi lets it go for Finley. Throws it to the point in Vorlicki. Straight away, Lotch thought about shooting. Off freshly off the bench. DC foul shoots one in the glove of Scholl, and he hangs on. 11:15 left in the third. Badgers need one to tie 3-2 Bemidji State.
One of the few times the goaltender actually held on to the rebound there. Matthew DeSaint Thal coming off the bench with some momentum. He called for the puck from Lotch. Kept going towards the net, got the wrist shot off. Badgers around the net, but that one stays in the glove.
Face off to the right of Matthias Scholl. DeSaint Thal to take the draw now with Lucius and Whitelaw. An interesting line combination. Again, Mike Hastings and his staff without Owen Lindmark, who was injured in the opening period of play. Gorlicki falls down. Oh, turnover behind the net. Loose puck. McClellan reaching for it to his right. It pops to his left now in the corner. There's Martin, but he got a little bit too much of his stick on the puck, and it slid ahead to Forlicky. Now out to center. Here's Cruz Lucius. Whips it across Whitelaw. Catches behind him. Stick handling. Drops it off to St. Foul now. St. Foul right down the middle. Care. He fans at a shot with a defenseman coming at him. Lucius goes to get it. Badgers in the offensive zone. Cruz Lucius, top of the left circle. Whitelaw. Shot one from well out high, blocked, and then cleared over his head. Bemidji throws it all the way down. Should be icing on the Beavers. It is. 10:27 to go in the third. It's 3-2 Beavers. Unofficially, shots on goal on the scoreboard show 47-13, but for a while, there were no shots going up on the scoreboard, so I'm not sure if that's accurate or not. What are you seeing, Paul?
Bemidji made a change there on the icing. It looked like they had about seven players on the ice, and I never saw them actually make the change, so I was trying to figure out how they had so many people.
They're cheating. Face off to the right of Scholl. One by Bemidji, and Jones able to get enough of it out to center ice. Lodge sauces across for Kerr. Headman right wing Horbach carries across and looking, wanting to shoot, and does, and Jopie got in the way. That's a shot block by the Beavers, and the puck sails out of play. Badger Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Badgers down 3-2 in the Icebreaker Invitational. They'll play at North Dakota tomorrow night, 6 o'clock Central, with 5:30 pregame on the Badgers Sports Network. Face off to the right of Scholl, won by Bemidji State, and Wolf gets enough of it out to center. Bouncing puck through Horbach. Here's Judding now. He's got a goal tonight and shoots one over the top of McClellan. Good hustle back pressure from Cleveland as he got his stick in the way. And now Bemidji sends it right back down deep. Halfway through the third, Badgers trail 3-2. There's Wolf, tried to shoot one on goal. Horbach had the puck, got tripped up, and a penalty's been called on Austin Jopie, who better watch out or he's going to get 10 minutes. Jopie barking at the referee. Badgers are going to get a Kunis power play when we come back. 9:45 to go in the third. Bemidji State 3, Wisconsin 2. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Save big money at Menards. Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen built for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design with full access cabinet construction, so you can go from doors to drawers for storage that works when you need it. Right now, get 11% off Clearview Cabinetry and give your kitchen the upgrade it deserves. Now at Menards. Good through October 15th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects, quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
So far this season, Wisconsin 0 for 14 on the man advantage, but another power play try for the Badgers here, trailing Bemidji State 3-2 with 9:45 to go in the third. Two-minute tripping minor on Austin Jopie, so we'll see how this goes here, Paul. And actually, the last power play they had well back in the first period was pretty good.
Yes, it's been a while. Badgers are well rested after the media timeout. That way we're getting the puck around. A couple good chances, but we've seen a lot of chances tonight.
Yes.
Got to find the net.
Bemidji had four straight power plays until Wisconsin gets this one. Lazy pass by Whitelaw. Didn't get to Dexheimer, and Judding easily knocked it out to center. Badgers will have to regroup a little bit. Dexheimer's out there with the puck. Finley comes across the line left wing. Scoots his way past Martin. Throws it back to the point. Dexheimer after it. Cilia's out there too with Whitelaw and Tassi. Shot by Cilia, or pass maybe, off the body of Fulmer and up over the glass and into the stands. 1:37 to go on the Badgers power play. Down 3-2 here in the third.
Haven't quite gotten set up here yet in the first 23 seconds or so.
Cilia against Yuri Vaisanen. David won the draw. Badgers tap it to the point. Dexheimer. Finley right back to Dexheimer. Swings it left side. Whitelaw steps to the dot. In front. Badgers redirect. They score. Power play goal for Wisconsin. I believe Simon Tassie's going to get it. It is 3-3.
I think Tassie just put his stick down on the ice, and it was basically a bank shot off the forward stick sitting there. We'll get a replay here in a sec, but it was a cross-ice pass or pass shot from the right of the goaltender Scholl. Tassie on the far post, stick down on the ice in the blue paint. A bank shot over the goaltender who came from his right to go to the left. Up over the left leg, and the Badgers get the tying goal.
Simon Tassie, first goal as a Badger after scoring 1 in 15 games as a freshman at Minnesota State last season. William Whitelaw should get the primary assist, his third helper of the young campaign. 10:48, the time of Tassie's power play goal. It is 3-3.
I think Ben Dexheimer also on that one.
All right, Dexheimer with another helper, his first point of the season. And now the Badgers will dump it down in. Bantle throws it deep right corner. Polkamp goes to get it for Bemidji. Pressured immediately by Fitzgerald. Reverses, bumping off to Judding. Up the left wing wall, Jopie at center. Couldn't handle the pass. Dexheimer taps ahead to Stang, and he'll dump it down in. First man there will be Charlie Stramel. Skates to his right away from Polkamp. Flips a pass towards the slot. Bounces away from Dexheimer. Thrown in front. Stang got a piece of it. Kicked out by Scholl. Stang left wing to the point. Palatichuk, a rocket shot, missed the cage. Lucius, oh, he dangles, finds a man, Stramel, his shot off the noggin of Scholl. Another head save by Matias Scholl. Badgers really buzzing again, but Stramel coughed it up. Here comes Loft out of his own zone, 3-on-2, although Lucius back checking, backside pass, Lucius driving to the net. Chance for Vaisanen, and McClellan made the stop. Rode is out there. Stick battling with Palatichuk. Dexheimer comes out of there with it. Headman to Lucius. Off the heel of Stang's stick at center. Whacked away from him. Stramel reaching for it. Taken by Rode. Hands off Vaisanen. Hand pass called against Bemidji. Face off down in the Beaver zone. A 3-3 game. 7:42 left here in period number three.
Took a while, but the Badgers finally got it, their power play goal. And at least so far this young season, that was about as timely as it gets to tie the game up here with just about the midway point of the third period.
Mike Hastings talked about it this week and in our pregame show too, you know. They had a lot of different combinations. One of the goals, primary goal, just get the puck to the net. And that oftentimes good things happen, and that's what happened. Badgers win the faceoff. Kerr sets and fires, waffled away by Scholl. Ricocheted out to Cleveland. He's in a battle there and lost that battle for a moment. And now Kerr with a pretty good hit, separating Lundman from the puck in the Wisconsin zone. Here's Kerr again. Anthony up ahead. Tassie goes to get it red line. Blind pass. Found the stick of Fitzgerald, but he couldn't handle that pass. And now Bemidji controls Mitch Wolf to Fulmer. Taken away by DeSaint Foul. Pass thrown through neutral ice, and Tassie will flip it in with a backhand. Badgers change. 7 minutes to go in the third, a 3-3 game. Here's Wolf, DDD to Fulmer. Back deep in the Bemidji zone. Lead feed to Martin. Broken up by Lotch. Now Finley. Borlicki will skate out of his own end. Cilia wants it middle of the ice. Didn't get it to him, and now Bemidji just iced it again. Lotch in a foot race with Quinn, and the whistle will blow. And Wisconsin with an offensive zone faceoff coming up. It's a 3-3 game. 4-on-4 goals for Joe Palatichuk in the first period. Cruz Lucius in the second. Then a power play goal for Simon Tassie here in the third.
Hasn't been quite the barrage of shots so far this period for Wisconsin. But, you know, thinking about this game overall, it feels a little bit like a Wisconsin women's hockey game we've seen over time.
Oh, yeah. Shots on goal 50-14 in favor of Wisconsin, but it's 3-3. Timeout by Bemidji after icing the puck. We'll take a break as well. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers after Bemidji called a timeout, and the Beavers win that draw, bank it off the glass and out. Irie gained the red line and heaves it deep into the Wisconsin zone to our left. Beavers working around. Dexheimer got to it first. Whitelaw, breakout pass to Finley, chased it down near the Bemidji State bench, and they got whacked out of play. And they'll drop the puck, I think, at center ice. Badger hockey brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. It's your can't-miss hot shot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. And now what's going on here? Linesmen were conferring. They'll drop the puck at center, like I mentioned.
Just needed to ask you.
St. Thomas, a 3-2 lead over Minnesota in the second period at the XL Energy Center. A lot of chuck after the Badgers win another faceoff. Slowly spins down to the Bemidji State zone, and the Beavers seem content just to keep icing the puck. 6:14 to go in the third. Luke Strand, former Badgers assistant. Eau Claire, Wisconsin native in his Minnesota State's head coaching debut after replacing Mike Hastings. The Mavericks and St. Cloud in overtime tied at two.
I think St. Cloud scored the first two in that game, too.
Check the scoreboard in our postgame show following game one of the Icebreaker Invitational, a 3-3 game. Badgers led 1-0. Bemidji tied it. Badgers went up 2-1. Bemidji tied it. Then the Beavers took the lead, and the Badgers tied it. Stramel, a warning in the faceoff circle. He went to the corner and started bumping Beavers everywhere. Now he's back in the dots. Against Fison, loose puck, won by Wisconsin. Long range shot, redirect by Stramel. It went off a body in front. Scholes lost his stick again. He's down on his side now, scrambles to his skates. He's been down all over the place here tonight. Badgers can't get the puck, though, to the nets. Rode finally battles and wins the puck out to center. Flamengo's got it for Bemidji. His cross-ice pass went off a stick. Came out of the hands of Horbach. Vorlicki had the puck. Lead feed off a stick. Bounces around the Bemidji zone. Bantle tried to force Solitari into a turnover, and now he just iced the puck. No, they waved it off. Lodge back to get it. Unofficially 50-14 shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin. It's 3-3. Lucius straight away. Fitzgerald works to his left. His shot went off a stick and wide to the right of the netminder. Comes off the dasher. Nice play by DeSaint Fowl, protecting from two Beavers. Falls to his knees, back up on his skates. Wisconsin's Fitzgerald, turnaround shot. That bounced off Schwell. Rebound, Lucius scores. Wisconsin regains the lead. It's 4-3. Second goal of the night for Cruz Lucius.
It's just a matter of math at a certain point here tonight. Wisconsin had the puck up. I think it was Fitzgerald that got the puck with a lot of space. Fired the puck on net. It banked off someone again. Hit the goaltender, and Cruz Lucius around the net. The second time today, gets a rebound and puts a puck in the net.
Now the referees are talking right in front of the scorer's table, though. That's always concerning and disconcerting when the referees are getting together to talk about something. Again, there is no video replay available here tonight at the Sanford Center in Bemidji. For what reason, I do not know. Now the captain for Bemidji, Kyle Loft, comes over to talk to the men in stripes, David Marcotte and Daniel Kovarik. And I'm not sure what the argument is. Any idea? David Cilia now talking with one of the linesmen, too.
I would assume it's for the goaltender and the traffic in front of the goaltender.
Well, they haven't put the goal on the board that would give Wisconsin a 4-3 lead. Loaf now skating over to Tom Ceratori and the Bemidji bench. Now the referee's coming over, too. to talk to Sarah Torrey. And Mike Hastings on the Badger bench has both arms raised like, what's going on? Let's go. And now David Marcotte's going to go talk to the Badgers bench boss.
And if I could read lips or signs, it looked like the ref said, shook his head yes to the scorer's table, but they still haven't put anything up on the board.
And Hastings looks bewildered.
The puck's at center ice. They obviously are planning on a face-off there, I think.
But they could also say no goal and just decide, you know, not to give either side an advantage and just drop the puck there anyway.
Now it says four.
All right, so the Badgers will... Okay. So Wisconsin has the lead. Cruz Lucius, second goal of the game. 4-3, Wisconsin. And now the referee's talking again. What's going on? See, now, and the referee's microphone doesn't work either. Again, you have all summer and spring to get everything right in the rink, and they don't. And that's too bad. So now one of the referees is going off the ice with another referee, and they're walking through the Zamboni entrance. Are they going to look at a video replay in their office or their changing room? What's going on?
I don't know.
I have no idea what's happening here. Mike Hastings is as red as the Badgers' sweaters. Bemidji State is challenging, and they're actually leaving the ice to look at a monitor somewhere near the Zamboni entrance. So do you have video replay or not? We were told there's no video replay available, but now they're walking off the ice. This is, wow.
Off the ice, around the corner. You can't even see where they end up.
No, I have no idea.
Linesman went off, he's back.
Well, we can get to our Badgers in the Pros segment while we wait for this circus to finish. Badgers in the Pros, you know, a number of Badgers from last year, now in the Pros. Corson Kuhlman's with the top Columbus Blue Jackets affiliate in Cleveland. Brock Caulfield skating in the American Hockey League with the Toronto Marlies. Jack Gorniak in the ECHL. Montreal Canadiens draft pick playing for Fort Wayne. How about Dominic Mersch joining his brother Michael with Rochester in the American Hockey League. Jared Moe playing in the ECHL, Winnipeg's Idaho Steelheads. And Ty Smolanik is now with Laval, the Laval Rockets, the Montreal Canadiens top farm club. So those are last year's Badgers who are now in the Pros. Also a few young men, as you know, transferred to Zach Erdahl to Omaha, Liam Malmquist to St. Thomas. Shea Donovan to Augustana, Robbie Newton to Colgate. Luke LeMaster not playing this season, still in school. Love Luke LeMaster, great kid and good hockey player too, but for whatever reason, things didn't work out here. Again, Bemidji is challenging the goal call. Cruz Lucius, it appeared, gave the Badgers a 4-3 lead at the 14:45 mark, and after being told that there's no video replay tonight, the referees left the ice to go look at some other television somewhere else. So I'm wondering if they went to the tavern, which is connected to the Country Inn and the rink here. Did they just go to the bar and check it out? What's going on?
Could be we foreshadowed a little bit the history of the icebreaker in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
The last time they played on this was in St. Louis, and they played the first game of the set. BU was up by, I believe it was 4-3 at the time. When John Ramage scored, there was no replay there. And the puck went in and out, and it never got seen because it was a great shot.
Right.
Off the back bar and back out. So that one didn't count. There was no replay. And then Wisconsin ended up getting one wiped out again later.
And actually, I remember that went off the glove of Mark Zangerle, and they said that he batted it in with his glove, and that was not the case. All right, let's see if the referee's microphone works here in the rink. They wash it out. Goalie interference called after at least a five-minute delay where the referees left the rink to look at a television monitor. They wash it out. That is silly. Wow. It's 3-3 still. 5:15 to go in the third. Badgers win the center ice faceoff, dump it in. So let's see how Wisconsin responds from that Nice hold by Pomadichuk at the blue line. Got it off to Cilia, looking for Tassi. Oh, he had his stick lifted at the last moment as he slid down the right side. Puck lifted back to the blue line. Dexheimer knocked it down. Kicks it alive. Here's Tassi now. Goal line right. Setting up Finley. His shot blocked. Finley's got it back. Tried to force it to the point. Didn't get through. Quinn, though, hustled after it and heaves it back to the corner. Tassi now with it. Poke check by Loft. Those two battling left wing to the point now. Pomadichuk feeds it back deep. Here's Cilia. Wanted a backhand to Finley. Cutting to the net. Couldn't do it. Turnaround shot now. Low right by Cilia. Missed the net. Pomadichuk sends it back deep to the right corner. Cilia gets it. 4:28 to go here in the third. A 3-3 game after Lucius's goal at 14:45. Washed out after replay. Now Cilia slot. Good back check by Irie, who's had a heck of a game here tonight. He ties up Cilia. Second straight time he's prevented David from getting a shot off in a quality scoring area.
A heck of a play by Joe Pomadichuk on the boards to set that up. Use his stick to basically stick check the Beaver, then kick the puck up with a skate to himself.
Badgers on the attack again. Horbach, Fitzgerald, Lucius. But Bemidji able to clear the zone. It wobbles out to center. Good play by Lodge to keep it away from Flamang. Otherwise, Bemidji would have had numbers to our left. Now Fitzgerald reaches in. Sautasaari takes him down. No penalty call. We play on. Bemidji escapes its own end. Bisonen couldn't handle the pass of the neutral zone. Wisconsin's Fitzgerald has it back. 3-on-3 to our right. Fitzgerald, left-hander, cuts to his left. Shoots one. Save made. Diving out to his right to kick. The rebound was Shaw, and he covers up. 3-3 game. 3:27 left in the third.
We can't ask for more than this so far. Wisconsin's played about as good as you could play, at least in the offensive end. Got a tying goal somewhat late. Looked like a go-ahead goal, but not to be. And 3.5 minutes left.
Stramel, Bantle, DeSaint foul. Puck kicked out to the point. Pomadichuk steps to his left. Has the puck in the corner, spins around to his right, trying to carry it to the net. It's poked right in front by Stramel and gloved by Scholl on his knees. He spins around after the whistle and another faceoff to come. That's 49. Make that 50 saves tonight for Matthias Scholl, a career high. Wisconsin still has its timeout. If you're wondering, Bemidji's already used its only timeout. 3:17 left in the third, a 3-3 game. Loft runs into Stramel, took the puck away. Bantle centering pass to DeSaint foul. Good stick by the defenseman, Fulmer, who then chips it out to center. Stramel had it batted off his stick, and Pomadichuk goes to get it. Hits the brakes to get away from Martin. Comes around to the near side, and Bantle, nice breakout pass to Stramel with speed. Here he comes, trying to get around Fulmer, who crushed him against the sideboards. Wow. Charlie's back up, though. DeSaint foul, jams the puck free. Stramel reaching for it. Martin's got it. And it's heaved up and over everybody, hoping for a foot race. Icing, though, called against Bemidji. Offensive zone faceoff coming up for Wisconsin. 3-3 game and 2:39 left in regulation.
As you're pointing out the timeouts, something that didn't even occur to me at the time, but they had used their timeout already for an icing earlier in the period. So if that didn't turn out well for Bemidji State, I believe that would have been a penalty on the Beavers, but obviously it turned out about as good as it could.
Yeah. But they had a 5-minute break a moment ago for video review, so they've had some rest. Oh, off the draw, the puck went right on goal, and Scholl kicked it out with his left pad. Cilia got spun around and knocked down. No penalty called, and Bemidji will again send it deep Wisconsin's way, but not deep enough for icing. Daniel Lodge goes to get it, reverses course to Vorlicki. Now here's William Whitelaw ahead to Lucius. Back to Whitelaw, came free. Cilia and a whistle and offside called against Wisconsin. Badger Hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. If you can dream it, Cleary can design it with their Dream Maker software. Visit clearybuilding.com. 2:16 to go. Again, the Badgers have been juggling their forward lines after losing Owen Lindmark to an injury in the opening period. Here's Fitzgerald with Tassi and Finley. Faceoff won by Jackson Judding to the right wing, and Bemidji will dump down in. McClellan stops, moves it off to Kerr. Only two shots on goal in this third period for Bemidji State. Badgers have nine. Shot wide of the mark. Here's Kerr pinching, keeping it deep. Tassie flings it around far side. Palatichuk there, left point to hold his own. Finley, double team, took a whack at it, trying to keep it alive, tumbles down. It does get it deep. Tassie after it, but Polkamp there first for Bemidji, helped out to center by Irie. Now the Badgers back the other way. Finley, drop past Tassie, open. Here's D. St. Fowley's shot blocked, or did it get through on Shull? I'm not sure. Now Bemidji on the attack. Bisonin throws it behind the net off a stick. Finley after it, can't play it. The same foul reaches for it. He can't get it. Wisconsin's Lodge with 80 seconds to go. Wisconsin and Bemidji State tied at three. Up the middle, Bantle now with it. Snaps off a pass right side. Horbach. Badgers onside. Horbach plays it towards the net. Knocked down by Rode. He carries it to the far corner. Leaves it off for Loft. Almost had his pocket pick. Loft has it for Bemidji, and he'll flip it out to center. Whacked at by Wisconsin's Lodge. Dexheimer now, 1 minute to play. 3-3 game, could be headed to overtime in this opening game of the Icebreaker Invitational. Judding pulls it away from Kerr. Anthony wins it back for Wisconsin. Here's Fitzgerald on the attack. Drop pass, Bantle. Toe pull shot. It's loose off the left pad of Shull, who was falling back on the seat of his pants. Kept the puck out of the net. Long range shot by Flamang. Glove by McClellan. Drops it off for Kerr. Scooped ahead now for Wisconsin's Palatichuk. Too far, though. 26 seconds left in regulation, 3-3 game. Game-tying power play goal for Simon Tassie halfway through the third. Lucius in on the attack, can't reach the puck. Taken by Lundman, lifted out to center. Lotch knocked it down, kept it away from the charging forward Jones. Charging in now is Cilia, centering pass behind Lucius, out to the point for Licky. 5 seconds left, rubbed off right wing. Lucius can't reach it. For Licky now placed it to the far corner. Horn sounds, we're going to overtime. Wisconsin and Bemidji State tied at three after three periods of play. Unofficially 56-15 shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin through regulation. That is crazy. 11-3 shots on goal in the third period. Kyle McClellan stopped two shots in the third. He's got 12 saves tonight. While Matthias Scholl stopped 10 shots, and he's got 53 saves so far here tonight. Both teams have a power play goal this evening. Badgers with a pair of 4-on-4 goals. Third period scoring, it was 2-2 after two, and then Jackson Judding. Beavers got a nice bounce. Puck went from the right side and ricocheted right to Judding. It was undefended, or unguarded, if you will, to the right of goaltender Kyle McClellan. He shot it in the open net, and that made it 3-2. Judding, assisted by his line mates Irie and Jopie. And then the Badgers got their first power play since the first period. Got the puck to the net. Dexheimer found Whitelaw, who shot one from the left wing, and Simon Tassie redirected it for his first goal as a Badger at 10:48. That made it 3-3. And it appeared about 4 minutes later, Paul, that Wisconsin took the lead. Cruz Lucius banking in a rebound on a shot from the left wing. But the referees, who didn't have the ability to watch video replay of plays, for whatever reason, Bemidji challenged and they left the rink and went into their locker room to look at a monitor, and they overruled Lucius's goalie interference, and so it remained 3-3, and that's where we are after regulation here tonight.
And if you look back to this game, Wisconsin scored each of their goals,
yeah,
with Bemidji State down a man, 4-on-4 twice in a power play. So here we start 3-on-3. So the extra room has helped the Badgers find the net. We'll look to find the net here on the first extra period of the year.
Yep, 3-on-3, 5 minute sudden death overtime in this Icebreaker Invitational. Dexheimer, D. St. Fowl, and Cilia out there for Wisconsin. It's Loft with Rode and Martin for Bemidji State. D. St. Fowl gains the zone. Key in 3-on-3 is to possess the puck. Dexheimer cycles behind the net. DeSaint foul. Hits the brakes. Cuts back right. Now tried to work around Rode, who took the puck away. Cilia comes in and gives him a bump, but Bemidji has possession. Here comes Finley out there now on 3-on-3 with Cilia and Dexheimer. Rode across the line looking to shoot. Does blocker save. Rebound goes to the left wing. Rode settles the puck down. Big reaction save by Kyle McClellan. And a penalty coming up here in a moment on Wisconsin. A delayed penalty. They'll empty their net for an extra attacker. 4-on-3 skater advantage for the Beavers. And they'll take it out to center ice. What's the call?
They called Dexheimer in the corner. I don't know. I didn't see him actually do it, but he was there, and a Bemidji State player was on the ice. So,
all right, here comes Martin across the line. Drop pass Rode. 4-on-3 advantage for Bemidji, looking to win here in overtime. Blocked shot by Wisconsin's Finley, and then accidentally cleared down by Bemidji State. Hustling after it, David Cilia, even though there's an empty net, once Cilia touches the puck, the whistle will blow. Penalty will be called on Wisconsin. And a faceoff coming up down in the Badgers zone after a two-minute minor against Wisconsin's Dexheimer. Cross-checking on Dexheimer. That's his second penalty of the night. It comes at 1:16 of overtime. Bemidji gets its sixth power play of the night. And it will be a 4-on-3 skater's advantage. Mike Hastings has called a timeout. He's gathered his penalty killers, giving Cilia a bit of a break as well. So a timeout called by Badgers coach Mike Hastings. We will keep it right here. Stations along the network, our first break of the postseason, the normal number one break of the postseason, a 30-second network spot and 2.5 minutes of local inventory. And before the Badgers hit the ice every weekend, stay up to date with the Wisconsin Hockey Hour on the Badgers Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Head coaches Mike Hastings and Mark Johnson join us every Tuesday or Wednesday night to discuss their squads and the series to come. Our next show is Tuesday night, October 24th. And catch Coach Hastings every week on the Badger Hockey Digest, available on the Badger Hockey X account, the UW Facebook page, and uwbadgers.com. Okay, Paul. Could be the game right here. Badgers penalty kill's been good so far to start the season. Bemidji is 1-for-5 on the power play, though, tonight.
Yeah, every faceoff is magnified here with a 4-on-3 in the possession time. And
Cilia battles in the near side circle and wins the faceoff. And Lodge sets and flings it all the way down. Good job by Cilia to win that draw.
Battles is right. The puck was ended up behind the Bemidji player after the drop, but he fought his way through and got the puck towards the center for the Badgers to clear it.
Fitzgerald replaces Cilia on the penalty kill. Jones outside the right circle. Straight away, Polkamp. Now here's Martin calmly with it outside the right ring. To the hash marks right side, Rode. He's changes places with Martin. Got it now low right looking. Centering pass wide open. Swinging and missing Jones. And then Polkamp from the left wing. Shot one wide. And Bemidji lost the puck. Badgers clear. Wow, beautiful setup on that 4-on-3. The power play, it was open. But Jones missed in his one-time attempt.
But it was great layering there by Bemidji. The puck missed the first pass, but Polkamp was there waiting for it.
Polkamp with it. A minute to go on the power play here in overtime. 3-3 game in the Icebreaker Invitational. Martin Polkamp thought about shooting. Steps to the slot. He does shoot now. Ricocheted off a Badger. Martin goes to get it. Straight away, the freshman Polkamp. He shoots one. That's blocked by Wisconsin's Lodge, and that stung the big fella. Polkamp again with it. Right side Martin. 45 seconds left on the power play. To the right side, Rode. Out to Polkamp. Right-handed defenseman stepping to the slot. Low left. Jones has to go get it in the corner out of his reach initially. 30 seconds left on the power play. Polkamp fans on a shot attempt from the left circle. Rode now with it. Calmly. Straight away. Rode. Right wing. Martin steps in. Back to Rode. Wide open. Shoots one. Fought off by McClellan and out of play. Big save by McClellan here on this Bemidji State power play in overtime.
You knew the way this puck was possessed by Bemidji that McClellan was going to have to make a save here. They had puck possession the whole entire time. Badgers were just staying in their tight triangle, and I think it got him on the left shoulder. He's held his ground from the wrist shot with some traffic and made the big save.
Face off to McClellan's right. Kerr, Vorlicki, and Fitzgerald on the penalty kill. 20 seconds left in the power play for Bemidji. Trying to win this one in overtime. Wisconsin wins the faceoff. Good job by Fitzgerald. Borlicki skates it out of the zone, gets it to the red line, and scoops it down deep. That may kill off the rest of Bemidji's power play. We'll see. 7 seconds left. They'll rush it up the ice. Polkamp drops it back to Rode. 3 seconds on the power play. Dexheimer can't wait to get out of the penalty box. He does. 4-on-4 here in overtime with 1:40 to play. 3-3 game here in Bemidji. Good work by Kerr, sticking his shoulder into Jones, winning the puck ahead of Fitzgerald, one-on-one with Polkamp. Cuts in towards the slot, tried to shoot, never got it on net. Mike Hastings raising both arms, thinking a penalty should have been called. Nothing was. Now a steal. Loaf 2-on-2. Bemidji drop pass right side, 3-on-3. Polkamp shoots one. Almost beat McClellan between the pads, but he got him together in time. Low right, made the stop and hung on. 1:17 to go in overtime. It's 3-3.
Some big-time action there. Great play by Fitzgerald to pull the puck out of the air and knock it down for a partial break. It looked like a lot of contact, stick contact on Fitzgerald trying to make the shot, but nothing called.
Lucius, D-Saint foul. Palatichuk on the ice for Wisconsin. Face off to the left of Kyle McClellan, who has stopped 15 of 18 shots tonight. Face-off won by the Badgers. And DeSaint Fowl heaves it ahead. Lucius one-on-one with a back pedaling by it. And oh, his shot stopped. Rebound. Oh, Palatichuk stoned by Scholl. Here comes Bemidji. 2-on-1 to our right. Minute to play in overtime. Bison and shoots. Oh, big stick saved by McClellan to the corner. Oh, back and forth. The goaltender's coming up huge. Long lead feed. Lucius with a breakaway on Scholl. He's denied. Rebound. He scores. Badgers win in overtime. Hastings cannot. And Oliver Huggin on the back. Badger bench. Hastings fired up, a big road win in overtime for the Badgers, who will play for the icebreaker title tomorrow night in Grand Forks.
And fitting on a rebound. Cruz Lucius follows up his own shot. The goaltender Scholl, an unbelievable performance. Just frustration, slammed a stick on the post after the goal, but Cruz Lucius, the one that scored what looked like the go-ahead goal in regulation that was disallowed, is the one that follows up his own rebound and puts the Badgers on top.
Cruz Lucius with the game-winning goal, 49.2 seconds left in overtime on the 60th shot on goal of the game. Lucius wins it for Wisconsin, 4-3 the final here in Bemidji. Stay tuned. Our post-game show is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower.
Well, not really, but it sounds fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
Broadcasting to Amory and northwestern Wisconsin at 1260 AM.
Broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley,
we're in touch with you.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Broadcasting from atop the water tower.
Well, not really, but it sounds fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
You ready for Badger football? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those epic on-the-field moments. Shields is right there cheering with you. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online, and let's get ready for Badger football. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
The way the Badger D has played all night, they were playing up in the play. The Badger forwards were covering back for him, and he was just involved with a lot of offense. So terribly explained, but third star Ben Dexheimer.
Ian Perrin's happy you picked a defenseman. Go ahead.
A little bit of homage to him as well.
Yes, okay.
The second star, this is a no-brainer with the goaltender for Bemidji State, Matthias Scholl. He ended up with 57 saves. And, yes, it's an overtime game, but it didn't matter. He had 50-whatever before he even got to overtime. So, unbelievable performance by him. The Badgers absolutely dominated the first two periods, had 40-whatever shots it was, 45 shots through two periods. And there were pucks all over the place after he made saves, but he made every save just about in the first two periods. And, obviously, that continued. And the number one star scored three goals. Two of them counted. Cruz Lucius with the winner in overtime. On his own rebound, and the two-goal performance, again, the game winner in overtime, and gives the Badgers a chance to gives themselves a chance to win the icebreaker tomorrow night at North Dakota. And just a kind of a crazy night, an incredible performance by Wisconsin, and they tooth and nail to get the victory in the end at overtime.
It was crazy. Yeah, I mean, Scholl was fantastic, and you give him credit, and if he plays like that, Bemidji's going to win a lot of games. The Badgers kept plugging away and plugging away, and you know, if that's any other night for Scholl or any other goaltender, Wisconsin may be in double digits. The amount of chances they generated, not only 5-on-5, power play as well, finally got a power play goal this season. Penalty kill, they had some chances too. I mean, it was 4-on-4, they scored twice. They generated a lot offensively against what traditionally is a very good defensive team.
And we threw that out at the third period, but somewhat of a comparison to the Wisconsin women's hockey team over the years. They have these games when they absolutely dominate on shots on goal, and they don't necessarily get all the goals they need because the other goaltender just has an incredible night. I mean, that looked a lot like a Wisconsin women's hockey game. Some counterattack, opportunistic goals by Bemidji State with good bounce here, a nice passing play on a power play, and another nice passing play, but really it was mostly them defending all night. And again, we go back to it. It's amazing that the second star of the game for us is a goaltender who makes 57 saves. But Badgers came on top, so they deserve the number one.
Yeah, and credit Kyle McClellan, too. Didn't see a lot of action. You know, back-to-back shutouts to start the season. He finishes with 16 saves tonight. He stopped four shots in overtime, one on a quality look from straight away from Leighton Road. I mean, he made some big stops when he needed to, so kind of a honorable mention to Kyle McClellan. Badgers win here 4-3. Our stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Are you ready for Badger football? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those epic on-the-field moments. Shields is right there cheering with you. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online, and let's get ready for Badger football. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans.